Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden, and I'm working at...
An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everybody. Chuck Bonnewell, Julie Hayden here for the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show, Truth Straight Up.
That's right. Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. So today, I want to welcome all of your thoughts and comments 3 weeks, less than 3 weeks out. If you want to call in, 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. If you're listening on Zoom and you want to chime in, go ahead and unmute yourself or type your comments in and we'll be sure to read them. But Chuck, you know, I mean, it's hard to believe. I guess it's almost like when you're pregnant and the baby is due, right? It's been forever, forever, forever. And all of a sudden, boom, all of a sudden we're in the final.
I mean, there's this little person in your life.
Yeah, less than, yeah, maybe it could be a Kamala, maybe it could be Donald Trump. But 3 weeks from now, theoretically, on this day, we would know who the president is. Now, I'm not going to hold my breath for that, but the election will be over. I mean, that's crazy to think, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. This has seemed to have gone on forever, but it's still shocking. In 3 weeks, it'll be over. It's almost become a permanent condition of your life to worry about the election and who the Democratic nominee might be or may not be or who they throw out or not throw out. It's been going on for so long that, you know, all the stations, all go, huh, it's over? What do you mean? The country is totally screwed forever. It'll be just a war between the deep state and him. I mean,
yeah, we can talk about that in a second. But first, I want to talk about the actual state of the race. I know you've always said, and I think it's absolutely right, that there tends to be sort of like a drumbeat and a momentum. And I think it seems to me that the momentum all seems to be in Donald Trump's favor.
Yes,
every attempt Kamala Harris makes to try to do something, it has some sort of backfiring. And even the mainstream media who protect her. I mean, what's your read on it?
Yeah, I mean, he's had a wonderful 3 weeks or whatever it is. She has been awful. No matter what she does or what she tries, she goes on shows. They ask her, well, you know, we're going to need a new page. And they go, oh, great. What will you do different than Joe? But I can't think of anything. Whatever Donald thinks. Yeah, that's what I'd do. You know?
Right. That's what I would do. Well, and I think, you know, it's not just us, I think, that sense this. The momentum certainly is in Donald Trump's favor. Glenn Greenwald, who is certainly, I think, probably no conservative Republican, right? I don't know what he would vote now. But he said, look, I generally have no clue who's going to win. But he says, every time I watch people on MSNBC, they look like they are suffering from anxiety-induced vomiting. Which is true. I mean, they're getting screechier and screechier. They were on CNN, was it ABC? They were trying to make a big deal that we don't know what Donald Trump's cholesterol is. It's kind of like,
How can we not know his cholesterol? This is shocking.
And they attack him as mental acuity. It's like, you know, Donald Trump, who sits down with Bloomberg. I think the fact that Kamala Harris, and we've talked a little bit about this before, they're making her and Watts, as awful as they are, go out there and do interviews, which then always go badly, right? Shows that they're desperate. They realize that the basement thing isn't going to work this time around. She can't talk about what she actually wants to do, because then people would be like, oh my God, no, we don't want that. Right. So she's kind of stuck. I think in fairness, a little bit to her, it's not that she just does word salads, which I think is true. But the problem is she actually can't talk about her policies because no one likes them except the most extreme wing of the Democrat Party.
And you know, as so many people have said, who followed her career when she was a DA and San Francisco, what does Kamala Harris believe in?
Who knows?
Sounds good at the time is what she's for.
Right.
If she has to kind of placate the far left, well, she placates the far left. If she wants to placate Republicans. She just says, okay, I'll give you 25, you know, whatever Trump was going to do on any subject. She said, well, that's what I'll do. And I've been talking about it with a few people, you know, what is Trump running on? And there are variations on this, but the three main things. One is immigration, which he pounds endlessly and should, because if this immigration continues, it's the end of the, we come Brazil, for better or worse, and that's worse, really.
Right.
Two, it's the economy. And you can put tons of things under the economy. You can put inflation, you can put oil and gas, you can put various other things. But the economy, including inflation, is the second one. And the third one, he won't get less in endless wars like Ukraine, right, the Middle East, and everyone else. And that's the tripart, really, of his wants. And you can fit a lot of subsets under those. That's basically what he's running on. What
right.
is Kamala Harris running on? She says, I'm not Donald Trump. Literally, that's what she said. So
right.
he said, how would you be different than Joe Biden? And she said, well, I'm not Donald Trump. You kind of go, well, yeah, that's, we got that part technically, but beyond that,
right,
what are your policies? Well, I can't really give you any
you
policies.
Know, and exactly, and the not being Donald Trump, I think that works when Donald Trump was president and people didn't like him and they were constantly attacking him. But the problem that she has is, like, you know, Tim Walz the other day was saying something like, you know, we need change after 3.5 years. It's like, well, you're the one, we do need change, but you're the
yes.
thing we need to change. The problem is, running on,
no,
I'm not.
No, she's running on, I'm not Donald Trump, and that's got her 48% of the vote. I mean, that's
yeah.
basically, because no one really disputes. No, we need those wars. You know, a few Ukrainian idiots and so forth, but we need nice wars and all over the world. We need the Middle East in conflict. We need Syria, Libya, God knows everywhere else. We just love these wars, and we need to keep on spending every penny. Our own military and Ukraine's military. So no one kind of, you know, there are the neocons, but even the neocons go, shut up. Don't.
Yeah, don't list changes. Like, don't say that out loud.
Yeah,
well, you know,
Byron, you can't say that. We're not gonna
Byron York had an interesting column up where he was talking about that. And I think he's probably not a particularly strong Donald Trump person either, right?
No.
But he said, you know, Kamala had three bumps that initially gave the Democrats a lot of hope. Number one, the bump on the announcement, right? Because they were so depressed about
right.
Joe Biden. And
right.
then Kamala was the, you know, the coming, you know what I mean? Everybody
really?
Was so excited
sure.
about her. But
yeah.
then what quickly happened is she kind of started fading as people kind of, she had to keep talking or not talking.
Right.
And Donald Trump started coming up again. The second bump was after the DNC, right? And that she got a little bit of a bump there. But then same thing happened. Shortly after that, the more people are exposed to her, the more they don't like her. So her bump faded and Donald Trump
right.
came up a little bit more. And then the third thing was after the debate. And that was very mild. I think that was just because she didn't completely flop, right? I don't think anybody was.
No, Donald did a fairly shitty job, I thought.
Right.
He
and so she had a,
always rose to the debate.
He should, yeah, J.D. Vance did a much better. They should just let J.D. Vance debate.
Yes,
but,
yes.
But according to Byron York, the polls all show that here again, Kamala, she's faded after that. And meanwhile, Trump continues to get stronger. And
well,
he
but
said
everything is moving at the most infinitesimal micro
yeah.
level of changing. I mean, literally. The seven major battleground states, you're talking about tenths of 1%.
Right.
You know, it's, you know, Donald Trump, 0.3%. Oh, what's their names ahead by 0.1%.
I mean, all of
even
which is
nationally,
easily.
It's 1.7 she's ahead. I mean, these are, you know.
All within the margin of error, right?
Margin of error is the margin of sneezing. I mean, they're all
well,
just incredibly small. And so. You know, it should allow anybody who wants to cheat, because you can say, oh, I knew I was going to win the whole time.
Right.
But it's bizarre that for the only states that matter, I mean, Colorado does not matter, it varies, you know, 0.1%, two
right.
tenths, 0.3% is a big one. Oh, no.
Well, and interesting, I think the reasons the Democrats are looking so awful and feel so awful, and as Glenn Greenwald said, look like they're all about to vomit as a result of anxiety. And the reason they get so screechy and just so strident and so, you know, like Donald Trump dances weird. It's like, seriously, that's the best you can come up. Like Kamala Harris doesn't. I mean, you know, and the whole weird thing. And that's not even go with, you know, Tim Walz trying to load a shotgun. That talk mm-hmm. about weird. But as Byron York pointed out, the trouble, he said, there is the October surprise isn't really a thing anymore, particularly when you have two candidates.
It would be if they had something, but, you know, I mean.
Right. They don't. And he said, and there's nothing.
They spent 8 years attacking Trump. So, you right. know, what more can you attack him?
Kamala, right.
you know, she's a walking blunderbuss of awfulness.
Well, they tried the plagiarism thing. And here's where, again, where I think, you know, that was okay. But again, it's good and that it sort of fuels that, okay, she can't even write her own book, right? But as we were talking, I don't think that's...
Scott McGinnis. Everybody accused Scott
right.
McGinnis of plagiarism. He said, well, I didn't plagiarize. The guy I ripped off to write the book plagiarized. And that should have been good enough, quite frankly. We wouldn't have Hickenlooper. If it
yeah, really.
I mean, everybody, well, everybody, including Peter Boyle, should have said, okay, that's good enough. So what?
But I mean, the thing with Kamala, once again, it's not really, is anyone surprised that Kamala Harris couldn't write her own book? No. Do you know what I mean?
No.
It's not as if she had written, it's not like if Taylor Swift's number one song, all of a sudden you realize she ripped off from somebody no one ever heard of, right? And stole, right? This is Kamala writing a book that no one ever heard of. No one ever cared about. It was a book written like so many of them are now, just to kind of get her on a speaking.
One part is ghostwritten, the other is plagiarized by the ghostwriter.
You know, right. Yeah. Kamala should be, I mean, her defense should be, hey, I didn't even know I wrote a book, frankly.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, I wrote a book. Really? Cool.
She's like, oh God, I forgot all about that. But I mean, that's not an October surprise. And I think, I think that one of the things is, as Byron York says, there really isn't anything coming up that can give Kamala a bump. You know, they probably, the Democrats for a while, they were probably, as they said on Twitter and stuff, happy that people were maybe trying to go after Donald Trump, you know, assassination attempts. But they're like saying, no, nobody do anything right now. I think Donald Trump probably has the best security from the Democrat Party is driving around, because that's the last thing they want is something like that to give him another bump. I think meanwhile, though, he's on the attack and he does it so well. I think Donald Trump likes being on the attack, right? And he does it so well. I want to play a soundbite. You know, we all have talked about, like, Kamala Harris is trying to, every answer she gets, it's like, do you want transgender surgeries for inmates, which we'll get to? Do you support this? Do you support that? She's like, well, I was born in a middle-class family. It's like, no, you weren't, number one. But number two, then she kind of lies and like...
From Oakland to college. No, you didn't. You graduated in Quebec, in Montreal, Quebec.
And her whole thing, I'm black. It's like, well, you weren't black until you decided to run for president, right? Before that, you were Indian.
Well, you did when you wanted to get into Berkeley, you know.
Right. But then, you know, I worked at...
You didn't say you were Asian.
And she's like, and I worked at McDonald's.
For her to get in on the Asian... There is Asian one. You got to exclude Asians. So you got to be all black all the time. Then once she graduated, she didn't want to be black. So she became whatever she became.
Right.
She became the girlfriend of.
Yeah, really. Well, but then she suddenly came up with, I worked at McDonald's, but she can't say which McDonald's. There's no record of her working at McDonald's. And I guarantee you, if you were in high school and you worked at McDonald's, you would be able to say, well, it was a McDonald's right by my house, because
to take your social security number, and McDonald's has this all down and doesn't go.
Right.
You know, we don't keep records on that kind of stuff.
Right.
It's bull. And Bill Maher said, well, why would anybody, you know, lie about going to McDonald's, you know, working for McDonald's, if that was like working for IBM or something. And the answer is the same reason why politicians in the 19th century all say they grew up in log cabins, even though they grew up on plantations, because you want to be one of the people.
And Charlene says Trump is going to fry up some French fries. And that's what I was getting to, Charlene. Yeah, so Trump totally trolls Kamala Harris on the whole McDonald's thing. And Doug, if we could please play the Trump soundbite. This is Trump at a recent speech.
It was a lie. She never worked at McDonald's over the hot French fries. I think I'm going to a McDonald's in 2 weeks, actually. And I'm going to work the French fries, because I will have worked longer and harder at McDonald's than she did if I do that, even for a half an hour.
And that's just what he does so well, right? And you know he will. And then all of the media people will cover Trump at McDonald's. And I think they want to try to quit covering him, but he does stuff like that, right? And
well, what's there to cover with Kamala? I mean, what exact? There's lots to cover with Tim Walz because he's always doing something stupid.
Right.
I mean, I owned a Beretta shotgun, and those are expensive. We had one of those. You're going, wow, that's pretty cool. Except he couldn't load it. You'd think he'd spend that much money on a shotgun, given the fact he wasn't exactly wealthy.
Right. Well, then Charlene says the French fry thing is hilarious. The media will have to be there. Oh, of course I'll have to be there. Right. And not only that, but this is what Trump is using magnificently, is it'll be all over on social media. That's the kind of thing, just like one could question, okay, the Haitian people are eating dogs and cats, right? On the other hand, though, the memes with that were so outrageous that it became viral. Right. And then the more the Democrats tried to attack it, the more it became viral and it got out there even more. And the bottom line is there was truth to it. Right. I think they were sacrificing them for their voodoo religion. But it's also
if somebody did one of those one word questions, they said, OK, I'll give you one word and you responded and you go Haitians and you go cats. I mean, it automatically comes to mind. Haitian immigrants, cats, you know,
cats,
exactly. Sacrificed or murdered or.
Well, and that's the thing. And the social media will be all over Trump being at McDonald's, right? And the fact that he went there, yes, they'll make fun of it. But that's the thing about Trump is he lets people, he understands the humor of stuff. And from Leo, have you seen the actual book Accomplishments of Kamala Harris? It's an empty book. You can even get it on Amazon. I think, didn't I read something? Charlie Kirk was someplace and talking about, he was signing his books and somebody asked something about the Kamala Harris book. And he goes, oh, I have one here, and he handed him, and it was just like this blank book full of blank pages. It was her book. But you know, it's interesting. So they've tried to put her out there. Everything she says backfires. The FBI has been, after the ABC interview where they fact checked Trump and said, oh no, crime isn't on the rise, right? Yesterday, yeah. The FBI came out and said, okay, well, crime is on the rise, which of course we know.
That was due to Joe Biden.
Right. They just suddenly discovered hundreds and hundreds of.
There's no part of the whole federal government you have any trust in or anything. Do you trust the FBI?
Exactly.
No.
Exactly. Exactly.
FEMA is, you know, before federal emergency was not a big, you know, controversial one. If they didn't do a good job or somebody didn't do a good job, I guess Brownie figured that out. But by and large, people view FEMA as trying to do that. No, not anymore. It's all political.
Well, sort of like the health department and things like that. You at least think, well, you know, they're not like totally evil, like maybe it's CIA or something. And now you're like, no, they're awful. But I think that's one of the reasons that
Center
Trump
for disease
is
control.
Who would have hated them, right?
Yeah.
And like you said, who would hate FEMA? And that's why I think why Trump is harping on the whole immigration thing. And here again, the Democrats play into his hands. So Kamala plays into his hands by saying, oh, I worked at McDonald's, when she absolutely did not work at McDonald's, right? And then Trump says, you know, Republicans talk about immigrant crime and illegal immigrant crime, and there's Venezuelan gangs. And then the Democrats and here in Colorado say it's a lie. It didn't even happen. Right. And of course, then all of a sudden, we talked about this last week or yesterday, Monday, rather, the business owners, the property management owners put out this whole thing. Then it gets even worse. Daniel Jarinski, the Aurora City Councilwoman who exposed the whole thing, tweeted to Governor Polis, look, we need your help. I have some videotape. I want you to take a look at it, show some of these crimes. And so what does Polis do? He reports her to the police saying that she's got evidence, right? It's like, rather than saying, oh, show it to me, he reports the reporter to the police. I mean, they get crazy. And then their latest thing is they pull Barack Obama out of his mansion and they want him to go around and tell Black men how to vote. And even that doesn't go well.
Well, it doesn't, because Black men never, you know, I mean, Obama is kind of the white person's version of the good Black person. You know, he went to Harvard. He's very articulate. He's by his own writings. He's bisexual, you know. So all these guys down the hood are going, oh, Obama's still telling me what I should do. Oh, okay.
Well, and it didn't go over.
Okay, Obama.
it didn't go well at all, over well on social media at all. And like you said, the Oprah Winfrey's, the ladies at The View, they all think it's wonderful. But if you're like the brothers that he's talking to, it didn't go over well. And we have one of the a TikTok influencer was talking about that. If we could please, Doug, play the Obama backfire soundbite.
It's the audacity for me. First of all, you can't tell any black man what to do ever. That's first of all. Second of all, when is he massa? When is he gonna think that he could go in front of a bunch of black men and tell them what to do? Like, is that what we're doing right now? Like, who made him in charge of what black men do or don't do? So the small percentage of black men who were either going to vote for Kamala Harris or were leaning and undecided, but leaning towards her, they're absolutely not gonna vote for Kamala Harris. Now, that doesn't mean they're gonna vote for Trump, but they're for sure not voting for her. So whatever their little plan was to like play in the emotions of black people or make black men feel like they can't make their own damn decisions, that backfired. It's all over the internet. Barack Obama, that was a bad move. It was a bad move. You did nothing for black men back in the day.
Which is the whole point, right? That they talk about black men, Hispanic men, you know, the people that traditionally the Democrat Party could count on, they can't count on anymore. They're leaving. And that gets down to, once again, I mean, I think the Democrat Party has become this weird, effeminate, you know, they tell you what you can and can't do and then expect you, and then they censor you when you don't. But in the meantime, they didn't do anything for those people, right?
And I've wondered this. I meant to ask you this in private, but you know, I'll do it publicly. And refers to Tim Walz. So, what is the concept of putting tampons in boys' bathrooms? Is it to remind them that women have periods? Is it, what is it?
I mean, it's whole transgender thing.
Now, you guys. You know, you're nothing because, you know, we're scent marking.
No, it's a whole transgender thing.
Huh?
Right. No, I think underneath that's what it is. But it's the concept that it's transgender. So there is no, that it's a concept like men can have babies. Men can have periods. So rather than say, well, actually, no, they can't. I mean, they would, it's a hoax, I guess, or not even a hoax, it's a scam is what it is. The point of it is to reinforce the idea that there is no gender, that there is no real female, there is no real male. It's whatever somebody wants. Now, the fact is that you could be a boy and you could call yourself a girl, but you still don't have any place. You don't need a tampon, right? Number one, you don't menstruate. Number two, there's nowhere to put it, really. Do you know what I mean? It's just, it's ludicrous, but it's part of the whole Democrat thing to get us to say 2 + 2 = 5. Well, you know, Winston, just say it, right? So if you're a school board, you have to say, oh, we have to put tampons in boys' bathroom. And somehow that's like, you know, the miracle. Well, and that's one of those things. Lilo says the only time I've had a period is at the end of the sentence. I mean, Charlene says, yes, it's to get us to go along with the craziness and to make you say that if you don't want tampons in boys' bathroom or it's a waste of time or it's a waste of money, then, you know, you need to go to the re-education camp because they can. But that is also bad. Friend, we'll play one more soundbite. The whole transgender thing too, right? They have pushed too far on that. And I mean, they've gone way past the, okay, live and let live. They've gone way past that. Let's accept people for who they are. Now, I mean, you know, Kamala Harris, she's trying to back away from it, but people are circulating in the internet now. She's bragging about how when she was in California and the attorney general, she made sure that taxpayer dollars were used to pay for transgender surgeries for inmates. Now, let's just think about this for a second. I mean, besides just the ridiculousness of it, if you're an inmate, theoretically, what do you need a transgender surgery for, right? And it's for either for you to be a victim or victimize other people, right? I mean, prisons are not nice places. And so you're either doing that to, I guess, sell yourself, basically, right? Or to be sold or to victimize. I mean, that's sort of the evilness, I think, of that whole thing. But if we could, Doug, please play the Kamala trans soundbite.
Not only about that case, I made sure that they changed the policy in the state of California so that every transgender inmate in the prison system would have access to the medical care that they desired and need. And I believe it was not only, I know it was historic in California, but I believe actually it may have been one of the first, if not the first in the country, where I pushed for that policy in a Department of Corrections.
And then later on, she was being asked, and that is that Charlemagne the God, whoever that podcaster is, which is one of the reasons Black men are not voting for Kamala Harris. He's like, I don't want, and other podcasters too, African-Americans are saying, I don't want my tax dollars to pay for transgender surgeries for inmates, right? It'd be like, let's give them weight loss drugs too. I mean, it's like they're inmates, for God's sakes, right? It's, you know, taxpayer dollars. If somebody wants to do that, whatever. But in prison, number one, it's just a bad idea. And so that kind of thing comes back to haunt her too. And I think that's another thing that Trump is running on. I was reading, somebody had put it out there on X and was talking about a middle school girl came home one day and complained to her dad that she had to go to the bathroom. So she went into the bathroom and there were boys in there who said they were girls. So they watched her go to the bathroom. Right. And she was horrified and embarrassed. So the dad, bless his heart, goes to the school board and he goes, I'm going to tell you what, you bunch of hypocrites and cowards. What we're going to do right now is I'm going to ask all the women council members to get their husbands here. You're going to go in and go to the bathroom and I'm going to stand there and watch you. And you're going to tell me that that's OK. And it's like, exactly. Right. It's like somehow it's OK if we do that for kids and force them to go along with it. But can you imagine a city councilwoman and her husband saying, okay, and letting all these men traipse in and watch her go to the bathroom, right? And her husband kind of stands there and goes, well, that was inclusive, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, it's the insanity of the Democratic Party is, and they can't even pretend they're not insane anymore.
Right.
You know, what they were great at is what the Whigs were great at. They really didn't believe in anything, but they'd bring a lot of disparate parts together and then run on, you know, some touchy feely good thing that they could try to sell. And that's what the Democratic Party used to be very good at. I mean, you were one and you felt, oh, I'm nice. I'm part of the nice people. And it's bizarre now what they're for. I mean, I'm still in shock on John Kerry announcing that goddamn First Amendment. What are you going to do about climate change? I mean, you know, Jesus Christ, it gets in the way when we could just squash all that stuff and do what we want.
And Hillary Clinton. Yeah, Hillary Clinton, same thing. It needs to be censored. Hey, we've got Sherry with us. Hey, Sherry, thanks for calling in.
Hi. I wanted to, I ran across something kind of looking at the Diddy stuff. And it kind of reminded me when you're talking about the transgender stuff. And it said that until 1973, homosexuality was listed as a mental disorder. And then in 1974, apparently Henry Kissinger created a national security document that looks specifically at strategies to control the Black population rate across the world with birth control, healthy sexual practices, and alternative lifestyle modifications. Planned Parenthood, which we know has had a huge effect on abortion with the Black population, them and the Rockefeller World Population Control Council decided it would be best that homosexuality be propagated in the Black community as a healthy lifestyle choice, which in effect controls the Black population. And I think the transgender, it's amazing how so much of this is agenda driven by someone behind the scenes. It's crazy. And when you look at the rap stuff, I mean, these rap guys got to be rich and famous because they were sodomized, basically, and they have film of it. So it's really interesting how I just find that this whole thing, it's craziness. And don't get me wrong, if somebody can find a way that they can't be happy one way as an adult, and they choose a way to make themselves happy, I want them to be happy and find love and a good life. But the agenda behind this, and especially just pushing it at kids, is obscene.
I think you know you're right. And Sherry, Charlene is typing, Candace Owens has several podcasts on the very thing that you're talking about. No, it is crazy. Hey, thank you for your call. Your calls are always great. And Charlene says, okay, is the intentional craziness a form of intimidation intended to shatter your defense mechanisms? And I think a certain amount of it is that's what is behind it. I think that the Democrats and the people who control the Democrats want to, I guess to put it blunt, take over the world, right? And how do you take over the world when people don't want to be taken over? And I think that's one of the things they go after parental rights, right? They target things that you know parents are going to get upset about. They try to push it on you. They try to censor you. And they keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And when you finally stand up, well, all of a sudden now I guarantee you, you're going to be guilty of hate speech, right? And that's going to be a crime. You're going to be guilty of domestic terrorism. You're going to be guilty of violating whatever new, like you said, they get rid of the First Amendment, whatever new censorship laws they have. And they want to push it. And I think that's why they push it so far. I think that it's intended and they want us to react. And then when we react, I think they're going to punish us. And I think that punishment, if Donald Trump doesn't win, is going to get very much harsher, more quickly. What do you think, Chuck?
Yeah, well, I think that's absolutely right. I mean, it's the agenda of the Democrats is so radical, so awful, so everything that all they can do is scream racism and say, don't you hate Trump? Because who wants anything they have that they're for? I mean, it's just, there was a wonderful interview of Trump with Bloomberg by a guy who is the editor, used to be editor of the
Economist. Oh, yeah.
And it was just, well, if you don't allow millions of illegals in here, then we won't have anybody to work. And if we don't get to offshore every manufacturing, then products will go up. I mean, it was just so self-centered, so pathetic. I mean, it's just...
Well, and Trump called them out on it, right? Trump's like, you clearly don't even actually understand how the economy works, right?
Like,
who was that stupid anchor who was trying to tell J.D. Vance, well, we have to have all these illegal immigrants because otherwise we won't be able to build any housing and affordable housing. J.D. Vance noted, like, well, I don't know, somehow or another, the housing industry has flourished in the United States.
Well, how did they do in the 1950s? I mean, they didn't build any houses then.
I know. Exactly.
It's always one pathetic excuse after another, but it's terrible.
Right. It is. Well, and then, you know, one thing that's interesting, you got another thing I think that the Democrats are worried is there. And at first, you know, you got to be careful, I think, sometimes on the internet, because people put stuff up and it could just be like a quick section where people happen to look kind of tense, although they weren't tense, right? Maybe they like had something in their teeth or something, right? But there is when you look at the whole thing, what appears to be a very tense conversation between Barack Obama and Joe Biden at Ethel Kennedy's funeral ceremony, right? And Biden is, now it's not clear, maybe it was just tense because Biden wasn't sure who Obama was. And Obama's trying to say Barack Obama, and Joe's like, who? I mean, who knows? But I
can
think,
you get me a drink, huh?
Yeah. Are you here with, you know, it is clearly tense. And if you're Barack Obama, I'm sure he's just used to being adored. I'm sure he does not appreciate the fact that he's just on the internet. You know, yes, some people I'm sure loved him and thought he was great, but the majority of people that he was talking to, it seems, did not appreciate him telling them what to do. And so I don't know if they're going to trot him out again or what.
Oh, I'm sure they will. They don't have anybody else to trot out. I mean, Jimmy Carter, going to wheel him down the journey?
No. That's like elder abuse. From Charlene, Trump told the Bloomberg Forum that they needed to understand tariffs. He trolled them good. Well, exactly. And again, Donald Trump, and then they said, well, Donald Trump, you know, he's losing it, right? And they edit that rally he had where there were a couple of medical emergencies, so he paused things. They try to make it sound like, oh, we didn't know what was going on. I mean, and again, people don't trust the media, you know, trust is at an all-time
low. They?
Yeah, exactly.
No, they've gone totally out of control. CBS editing tapes. I mean, just, we got Jacob's got his hand up. Let's go to him.
Okay. Hey, Jacob.
Okay, hi. Yesterday, hi. I was in a place called Oakland County, Michigan. And do you know who's not running commercials in this area?
Uh-uh.
Donald J. Trump.
Oh.
No, he's not running anything. But Kamala came out with a commercial yesterday that said that he's that Trump is going to cut Social Security. But you know how on the bottom of all the ads, it usually says, "Are you know, referencing the Denver Post or whatever the newspaper is. Right. That was all blank. So that means they couldn't reference anything.
They just make it up.
Yeah. So I asked, it's an interesting thing. So I asked somebody, one of the residents here who's anti-Joycelyn, I can't remember her last name, the Secretary of State here. I go, well, if you're so anti her, why don't you guys just recall her? And he goes, there's a problem. If we recall her and we could prove that she was never electable, then all our driver's licenses become suspended. There's a law. There's a little law because the driver's licenses in Michigan are issued through the Secretary of State. So that means everybody's got to go back and get their licenses renewed.
Which may or may not be true, but that's a clever ploy. Jenna Griswold, that she listens to the show, she's like, that's a good idea. They're kind of pass it here. It's like, if you do anything to me, all your driver's license. Of course, then we could just pretend we're illegal aliens, so we don't need a driver's license, right?
That's true. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Jacob. Well, you know, talking about that, Charlene was texting me earlier about some of the campaign spending. And, you know, I don't from like national spending, right? I don't think there's a ton of money being spent on the Jeff Hurd or Jeff Crank races because those are relatively safe Republicans. Although Jeff Hurd, who knows?
Jeff Hurd is certainly not. He's probably a underdog.
But I think, though, if you're when you look at sort of the top 10 tightest races, and I don't know, all I know is I looked at the list and Colorado isn't on them. I think there's some thought that Gabe Evans in CD8 is close. And so the money is being spent there. But I do have to say, just in watching sports, so I don't watch that much mainstream media, but it does seem like the Caraveo ads far outnumber the Gabe Evans ads, wouldn't you say? I mean, and she says the same thing. She says, oh, she supported closing the border, right? I mean, it's like she supported fighting. I mean, her stuff is totally not true at all.
Well, what you get is two Caraveo ads back to back, and then you get a Gabe Evans, and then a Caraveo, then a Evans. I mean, it's amazing. They constitute the entire advertising for some programs.
That's right. This is from Leo. Trump took a big foam bat to the Bloomberg Forum and beat them silly. That's true. Well, you know, and going back to then the election, the Wall Street Journal actually had an interesting column up too. It was saying it does not think there are going to be any October surprises. And that said, but even if there are, I mean, people are voting already, right? We got our ballot yesterday. But they said what they think is great unknowns this time around are turnout. Are they undercounting the Trump level of support? And they talked about Trump's ad blitz on the transgender issue. I think it's bigger than that. I think it's just Trump is on the attack. It's not just a transgender issue. It's crime. It's the economy. Everywhere you look, Chuck, Trump is on the attack. Don't you? You know what I mean? And I think, and Kamala Harris is, he's attacking on specific issues that people care about. She's just attacking, saying Donald Trump is awful.
You know, one of the things that's amazing, you know, I tend to watch cable news or used to, but I must admit at the point, I don't want to listen to you know, various of the Fox hosts because they're not going to say anything. I mean, you just kind of go, no, I mean, who cares what Laura Ingraham has to say? Who cares what a lot of them have to say? It's just, we've all heard it before. Sean Hannity, he's unlistenable. He'll just go over the same
list. What about Brett Baer? He's going to be interviewing Kamala.
Oh, that will be interesting because he's got more in the line than she does. I mean, he gives her a pass and a little pity pat.
I don't know. I bet he does. My guess. She wouldn't have agreed to go on it. I mean, that's just my guess. You know what I mean? And he can say all he wants, you know, oh, no, we don't give her the questions ahead of time. Oh, we didn't do this. We didn't do that. Oh, she won't have a teleprompter. It's like that could I don't trust Brett Baer at all. He could totally lie about it. And I don't particularly trust the Fox Corporation in general.
No. Right? No.
I mean, I don't think they're particularly Trump's. They've got hosts who are big Trump supporters, but I don't think the Fox ownership is giant Trump supporters. Right. One other thing I want to mention too, because we've had a bunch of emails and things about this is about judges. You know, your thing is always vote no, but this time in particular, one of the judges who voted in the Colorado Supreme Court who voted to kick Trump off the ballot, Maria Birkencotter, is on the ballot. So everybody vote no on her. But it's interesting because I've received a lot of emails from people saying, where do you get information? And you don't really. Without Matt Arnold out there, he was the only one who had the judicial
books. You can and see what the Bar Association rates them and everything else. Who cares?
Right. Well, now the Bar Association ranks everybody nice because the Bar Association generally doesn't want to annoy judges, right?
No.
I mean, so if you're the only people who really, for the most part, know how judges behave are lawyers. And lawyers, right. One of the last things they want to do is go on the attack about a judge, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Just vote no.
Just vote no on all the judges. Well, and I think that's
there are a couple I like, and I'll vote yes for them. But you know, if I don't know about them, no.
Right. Well, and the thing is they're all Democrat appointed for the most part in Colorado.
Well, not
anyway.
The most part, and wholly. I mean, you know,
the ones that Owens
picked, you know, they've gone to retirement.
Yeah, Dr. Donna says Matt had cleared the bench, missed that. Exactly. Well, yeah. And so it's one of those things. So just vote no. And somebody was saying, well, I don't know, we could get worse ones. And I'm like, they couldn't be worse, number one. And number two, well, then we'll just vote them out, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And from Charlene, Matt Arnold is awesome. That's right. We'll have to have him back on. He became a lawyer. They lied about him during this whole investigation into him. So he wanted an investigation into that. And they apparently told him they were like busy. So they were busy. So we'll have to get him on to talk about that too. I mean, talk about the corruption there. I don't think though, in the end, one other thing, this is good too. I'm sorry. I had a whole list of things. Once again, the liberal media and Jared Polis, everybody's freaking out. We told you how before, you know, Danielle Jurinsky has some videotape of more illegal immigrant gang crimes. And so she contacted the governor's office to say, here, look at this. We need your help. And instead, they called the police on her and reported her to the police. It's like that was a classy move. The Aurora City Council voted to look into the NGOs and where they're getting the money to bring the illegal immigrants here. Well, I can tell you that right now. It's your tax dollars. That's where they're. I mean, right? I mean, the NGOs, it's just a Democrat money laundering scheme.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting, you know, we're talking about 3 weeks to go. You know, I ran quite a few local races. And before I invented ballot harvesting for Colorado, you would have enormous parties and events leading up to the election because you wanted to get everybody excited about going to the polls so they would go to the polls. And then I invented ballot harvesting for Colorado. And we stopped doing that because if they'd already voted, who cared if they came to it? They didn't have to get excited. If you've already voted, we don't care.
Right.
And so, you know, we've got people like Joy Overbeck. She was famous for sitting on a bridge with some other of her friends and waving, you know, elect Trump. Worthless stuff, right? I mean, absolutely never convince another person. Easy to do. You do that and then you go out for drinks or something. But Trump's, you know, all these rallies and stuff, they should put all the energy into getting people's votes in. I mean, that's it all. You don't need to excite them anymore. You just need to get them their votes in.
I think I might argue a little bit of both because you need to keep people excited. And I think it keeps the media has to keep covering Trump, right? And they have to keep.
But you got to get the get out the vote is everything.
Well, you're reading that Scott Presley.
Pressler,
and the Turning Point Action folks in the key battleground states, I think, do have a ground game. And it seems to be working hard. We'll see on Election Day. I think let me read a couple comments and we can address that from Dr. Donna. And will the Democrats will be replaced the judges? And she says, Julie, you're correct. And we just vote them out, too. And from Jacob, those judges embarrass the state of Colorado. From Charlene, Polis is weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then from Leo, Chuck, you just have to hand out those $5 bills at the ballot that are stamped vote Trump. And from Charlene, what if the Blues compromise the election? Yeah, I don't think the question is what if. I think the question is how much will they? And that's kind of, I agree with you, Chuck. We were talking about that today. You know, it's great that election security is on the minds of people and watching the ballot boxes and things like that. But I kind of think time would be much better spent harvesting ballots.
Like I said,
the key problem we have is that if you were a Democrat and they accidentally delivered 100 ballots to your house, you would call your local Democrat person who'd say, hey, drop them off here and we'll fill them out for you, right? Yeah. If you were a Republican and they did it, you would call the police and say, oh, I got all these ballots I shouldn't have. And then they would take them to the Democrats and let them fill it out, right? I mean, it wouldn't even occur to the Republicans to go, oh my gosh, you know, oh, look, I got all these ballots. I got three ballots in my name. I'll just, you know what I mean? And I know people are going to say, Julie, that's wrong. It's wrong. It is wrong. But the Democrats are doing it, right? Right. Pass interference is wrong. But if the refs aren't going to call it and you aren't, you know, and the other team is doing it and you're not, you're going to lose every single time. So this is from Johnny. From Leo. That was ballet. Oh, at the $5 bills at the ballet. That's a Glendale ballet, I think he means. They might have, from Johnny Johnson, they might have to take the money out of the grants. They're going to give to nonprofits, as I've been waiting for my nonprofit grant for 3 months and 8 days. Yeah. Keep on waiting, Johnny. It's the check is in the mail. Oh, you know, and speaking of ballots, I found this interesting. So our ballots came in the mail yesterday. This is, we've lived here, what, almost 10 years? This is the first time I've seen this happen. When I was walking Tiger this morning, I noticed our mailbox was open. The neighbor's mailbox was open. Several of the mailboxes were open in our cul-de-sac. The mailboxes up and down the street, because I drove around a little bit, and the mailboxes were open. Now, maybe last night just happened to be a prime mail identity theft night for somebody, right?
Why would you leave them open? Why wouldn't you close them? Steal the ballot?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Somebody was, I think if you're stealing stuff from mailboxes, you leave, I don't know, maybe you're in a hurry.
You're required to leave them open just so they know.
Yeah, I don't know. But I just thought that was odd. You know, and I have no idea what it means, but I did just find it odd that the day the ballots came, clearly somebody was messing with mailboxes, right? Now, what they were doing with it, I don't know. Another thing that's interesting that I want to point out, we talked about, because I think they're gearing up, the Democrats are, for this, with the John Kerry, Hillary Clinton stuff. For the first time in a long time, our post on Facebook, the show where we talked about Jenna Griswold losing the foundation that sued her, saying that the voter registration records are public, right? Facebook deleted that post, saying it violated their community standards. Anna Ferguson, the Colorado Republican secretary, posted on numerous Facebook pages, including her own, when Trump was coming, that they needed volunteers, right? Remember, initially it was just going to be about 4,000 people. Then they expanded it to everybody. So they had to put a big rush in. Facebook deleted, Chuck, Anna's post on asking for volunteers. Now, I don't, do you know what I mean? It's saying it violated the community standards. So,
yeah, those standards, you know, community standards.
Right. Well, from Charlene, it's like, that's very coincidental that all the mailboxes are left open to let the next crew know what, that they already covered that street. That would be my guess, Charlene. Although Leo says Democrats are not smart enough to close them. That is troublesome, to say the least. That could be. Hey, well, listen, that's going to wrap it up for us today. On Friday, we've had a lot of conversation, a lot of questions about the school choice ballot, right? And Carolyn Martin, who listens to the show, and she's with the Christian Homeschool Organization, sent me an email. And I was saying, I think I would probably vote for it. And she said, well, here's some reasons why they think people should not vote for it. So I said, okay, we'll bring you on. I mean, that's one that is a little, I don't want to say it's controversial, but it's tricky on how to vote, right?
Well, unfortunately, she'd be joining the teachers' unions, all these Democratic groups that are opposing it. So,
yeah, but I'll let her explain her reasons for it, because I think there's been a lot of discussion on it, and you know, I can see her point, and it's kind of like, to me, it's sort of like,
I see her point too, but it's still,
it's sort of like worse of two evils.
Do we ever get anything? You know, why are we always on the defense? Why, you know, I mean, this should have been an easy one where we support home schools instead of a controversy. You know, so it won't pass.
We never
have anything that's right. I mean, you know.
Wait, Chuck, we do. We'll talk about that next time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can do some research.
Well, I'll do some research. It'll take me 2 days to find stuff that we do right. Hey, we elected Donald Trump once, right?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
right. Yeah, from Charlene. Julie is awesome. Thank you, Charlene.
Julie's awesome. Wait a minute.
Hey, Chuck, you're awesome too. Hey, that's going to wrap it up for us today. We will see everybody on Party Friday.
Take care, everyone.